Describe it, the worst in franchise history, a franchise long record losing streak of 15 games, a 1-15 mark, which the Jags had never seen that low before, and earning the first overall pick in the draft. There's a lot of hope for the offseason ahead with the cap space, with the draft positioning, but there's no getting around. This has been a long, long, terrible season for Jacksonville Jaguar fans to endure. And today, a 28-14 loss. Let's have Jeff Logman now get the first word with head coach Doug Marrone, presented by Navy Mutual Insurance. Ensuring those who serve. Jeff, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Doug, tough game. You end up facing a football team that is in a situation where they need to win to get in, and Jonathan Taylor was able to really control the tempo of the ball game.
Yeah, you know, the first big run was, you know, a crack replace problem. We couldn't come up with it. And then, you know, many misses, you know, credit to him, making people miss. We had people in place and, you know, just couldn't make the play. I thought, you know, in the second half, defensively, except for obviously that last drive, really stepped up, played well, gave us a couple opportunities to get the game within one score. And then, you know, we had, you know, two sacks and then, you know, in two different possessions. And then we had a, you know, then a drop. So, you know, weren't able to make the plays that we needed on, you know, either side. And we could have helped ourselves, obviously, early in the game in that first half.
Yeah, you talk about how it was down to one possession there at the end of the half. The offense woke up, and Mike Glennon had a little bit of a streak there. I think he had like 13 consecutive completions and starting, finishing up the first drive or the last drive of the first half and then the first drive of the second half. And you guys closed the gap, and then you had some opportunities there. Phillip Rivers gave you one, and you guys just couldn't capitalize.
Exactly right. And I think, you know, that's pretty much been the deal this whole season. I think that, you know, hey, we're out there fighting, and when we need to make the plays that you need to make to win games, or someone's got to come up big, you know, we just haven't been able to do that enough or hold the other team, you know, down to where they're not, you know, making those plays. And that's what happened. You know, I was proud of the team. You know, we get down quickly, 17-0, you know, fight back in it. You know, we got a chance, but then you got to go out there and make plays. And we just didn't do that. And that's a credit to Indy.
Yeah, you've said it all year long that you've had no problems working with this football team. The guys have given you great effort and worked hard during the week. The outcome hasn't been enough, but I'm sure you appreciate their efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we've got good coaches, and I appreciate their effort and everything they put in. So, you know, it was a tough year.
All right, Doug, appreciate your time. Safe travels back.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, there you go. Jeff Logman, head coach Doug Marrone of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll have more from Jeff coming up. Fred Taylor will stop by. J.P. Shadrick will join me as we roll on. The Jags fall to the Indianapolis Colts 28-14 to complete a 1-15 regular season. More straight ahead with Jeff Logman on Jaguars postgame here on Jaguars Radio.
Glennon hits Chenault again, this time from 8 yards out, his second score.
Play fake. Glennon looks. Fires toward the end zone. Wants LaVisca Chenault. Caught for the touchdown. Hasta LaVisca. And the Jags within a score. Touchdown Chenault.
20-14 at that point, and then the Colts are salting the game away. Jonathan Taylor was already up to begin with. He caps it off with a big one, 45 yards and a touchdown for Indy.
Inside handoff, Jonathan Taylor. Oh, he made a man miss into the open field. 25-20, 10-5, touchdown, Jonathan Taylor. He made a man miss right near the line of scrimmage. What a good run that was. It turns into a 45-yard touchdown run for the rookie, Jonathan Taylor.
One great basketball analyst would say there's a little lingerie on the deck on that play for the touchdown. Joe Schobert was faked out on that one, and Taylor goes the distance, and the Colts get the win over the Jaguars 28-14. We're back with plenty more ahead. We get the CIAA Bank Stats Check coming up. We'll get our Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game, the injury report, and much more. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
It's your apartment speaking, and I need some favors. When you're singing in the shower, just try going up a key. You're trying to be an alto when really you're a soprano. Oh, and if you could bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO, it's easy to do online and we could save money. And then, when you read your murder mysteries at night, could you read out loud? But skip the murder parts because I get scared.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Proven IT implements a strategic game plan designed to streamline your business for maximum results. Make the winning choice with the official business systems partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Proven IT. Proven IT's technology experts use a customized approach to understand how to design, implement, and monitor solutions that optimize your business. Proven IT provides managed network services, document management solutions, office technology, voice and data solutions, and more. Visit ProvenIT.com to see how they can streamline your business. Proven IT, transforming workplace productivity.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
If something's been hurting, aching, or bothering you, don't ignore it any longer. It's time to take care of your health again. It's time to make an appointment with a Baptist Health primary care doctor or specialist. Call 904-202-4U to schedule a virtual visit or see a doctor in person at a Baptist Health location. The time for better health is here. Call 904-202-4YOU or visit GetBetterJax.com.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Baptist Health, Farrah and Farrah, GEICO, and by TIAA Bank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
Welcome back. Jaguars postgame, Colts 28, Jaguars 14 in week 17 of the 2020 campaign. The Jaguars finish 1-15. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars radio network. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor after a Jaguars loss 15 in a row to wrap up the regular year. And now it's on to 2021. Let's take a look at the TIAA Bank stats check and start off with the team statistics today. And the Colts dominated in terms of yardage, 437 to 283. 273 rushing yards for the Indianapolis Colts, the fourth most allowed in Jaguars franchise history. The Jags only ran for 53 yards in the game, passing net 230 to 164 in favor of the Jaguars. The Jags were 5 of 15 on third down, Colts 3 of 10. Indy had 23 first downs to the Jaguars' 18. Penalties 3 for 54 yards for the Jags, 1 for 15 yards on the Colts. One turnover for each side, time of possession in favor of Indy. They held the ball for 33 minutes and 38 seconds. The rushing game really was the key today, obviously.
Yep, looking at the individual stats, as we highlighted earlier, Jonathan Taylor crushed it today, averaging 8.4 yards per carry. 30 carries for 253 yards. That's kind of what the Colts envisioned when they traded up near the top of the second round to acquire him in the draft. Scored a pair of touchdowns as well. On the ground for the Jags, Dari Ogunbowale, 50 yards on 14 carries, averaged 3.6 yards a pop. He's the only one with more than a single carry. The quarterbacks today, Phillip Rivers, 17 to 27, 164, a touchdown and an interception. Mike Glennon, 26 to 42, 261, two touchdowns, no interceptions, although he was sacked six times on the day. Jags did not record a sack of their own. Receiving-wise, Nyheim Hines caught a lot out of the backfield for Indy, the only guy with more than three catches. He had six for 50 and three for 27 for T.Y. Hilton with a touchdown. On the Jaguars side of things, Chris Connolly caught seven of his nine targets for 87 yards. Laviska Shenault caught six for 68 with a pair of touchdowns. And defensively, Joe Schobert led the way. Five solo tackles, part of a nine-tackle effort for the Jaguars middle linebacker.
Obviously, the rushing game for Indy, we saw it last year in Week 11 where they had two different running backs go over 100 yards against the Jaguars. And today, they only needed one guy to go over 250 yards. Fred Taylor had a great rookie season, overtook Our guy, James Robinson, for the rookie lead in rushing, and not a lot else you can say. What a day it was at the office for Taylor today.
Yeah, he got it done. Just looking at him, man, I really hadn't paid a lot of attention to him this year. I've always been a fan of Marlon Mack. Unfortunately, Marlon can't stay on the field. I think with Nyheim Hines and now Jason Taylor, Jonathan Taylor, excuse me.
Yeah.
He's taking over the role as lead back, and he has some juice. He definitely has some juice, some nice quicks. He runs strong. He has some good speed to him. Probably the most elusive back that the Colts have seen since Marshall Faulk, in my opinion. So hats off to the young man.
Big day. Jaguars defense struggled to slow him down early and late in the game. There was a middle point where the Jaguars offense bounced back a little bit, and they were within a score at one point, but they just could not bring it home. Let's come back, unless you have something else,
nah,
Mike.
You're good.
Okay, we're going to come back. And we will pick our Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. I think this is a slam dunk today.
Oh, without a doubt.
I think you're right.
I think we'll find out when we come back. It's Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Brooks Rehabilitation outpatient locations throughout Florida are currently open and accepting in-person and telehealth appointments. They're following CDC guidelines to include screenings, temperature checks, face masks, social distancing, and additional sanitizing of all surfaces. They're taking extra precautions to ensure your safety so you can focus on your recovery. Please call their central intake unit at 904-345-7277, option 3, to schedule your visit. Brooks Rehabilitation is the official rehabilitation provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At most sandwich places, asking for more of something is just part of the drill. But what if you never had to ask for more? What if more was just a given? At Daly's, more is what our sandwiches are built on. More meat. More cheese. More veggies. More quality. More taste. All for a price that's anything but more. Sandwiches from Dash. Made fresh. Daly's.
Hey Jaguars fans, are you ready to talk some trash? Well, nobody talks trash quite like Waste Pro, the official waste service and recycling partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Specializing in residential and commercial solid waste and recycling collection, processing, and disposal, Waste Pro is equipped to handle all your recycling and garbage removal needs. For service, call 904-731-7288. Waste Pro, caring for communities and caring for Jacksonville.
Why live with foot or ankle pain? If you have persistent pain, numbness, tingling, burning pain on the bottom of your foot, or swelling that doesn't improve with home treatment, it may be time to see Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute. Our foot and ankle specialists have innovative new options to help you get back in the swing of things without persistent pain that slows you down. Call JOI 2000 or go to joionline.net for an appointment.
Jaguars Game Day presented by Vistar Credit Union. If you believe free checking is better, join Vistar. That's checking with no fees and no minimums. No kidding. At Vistar, they never forget that it's your money. And welcome back. Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank. And the Jaguars fall in Week 17, 28-14 to the Indianapolis Colts. Time now for our Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. And if you've just joined us, well, the season's over. It's week 17, so what have you missed a lot this year? I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half because he's Fred.
Let's do the season again.
And start over?
Nah.
Let's do it. Let's just meet next week and just have a show on our own. Fred, you want to call in next week?
No? Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm busy.
You guys let me know how that works out.
I'm busy next week. Fred, you might do a solo show. I don't know. Let's get to our player of the game.
It's going to be a weekday thing, so we can just chop it up, man, you know.
Oh, okay.
Fred, you're welcome to join us from 10 to noon any day you like, at any time.
Yeah.
10 minutes, 2 hours, the whole thing, whatever you like.
We got happy hour Monday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. It's a lot.
Happy hour every day.
Oh, well, that's a different story. Hey, let's get to our player of the game voting. Mike, would you like to start us?
Yes. I get a vote. You get a vote. Fred Taylor gets a vote and a half.
Yes, right.
And they're all going to LaVisca Chenault.
Yes, they are.
I have an idea.
Bingo. Nicely done.
We actually had votes come in on Twitter today. There was some
for LaVisca. Mary C. Squared, right. Who's Mary is an excellent fan of the Jaguars, very hardcore, dedicated fan. She said, "I know I don't get a say, but I'd like to nominate LaVisca." And I love Mary, Fred, but I was almost snarky, like as if to say, "Oh, really? Like, who else were we going to vote for today?" Thank goodness, man, they gave me something to do for drive of the half in the first half, JP.
I know, it was
at halftime, I was going to be treading water there.
We've done that before, though.
6 for 68 on 9 targets for LaVisca, and he had the 2 touchdowns. Fred, we saw him go deep last week, and I know he's not maybe the classical deep threat wide receiver, but he is fast. And I just think the big thing with him is just health. If he can avoid the nagging injuries next year and, hopefully a quarterback and some other pieces help elevate this offense and all, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats, I think LaVisca can be a part of a very good NFL offense.
You know, I think he can, Mike. But, again, I think what he's best at is his run after the catch attributes. He's big, strong. As you mentioned, he has some good speed to him. And those nagging injuries, they're going to come because of his, you know, he has a tremendous burst after he catches the ball. And that's unlike many receivers out there. If he can just make sure he puts the first things first and realizes that his body is an investment, then he'll be okay. But I would definitely like to see him in that receiver group also as that, you know, specialty motion guy, the handoff guy, the wildcat guy. You know, I think he has the ability to do all those things.
So there you have it. It's a vote without even having to vote. It's a unanimous vote, and it's LaVisca Chenault Jr., wide receiver, 9 targets, 6 catches, 68 yards, 2 touchdown catches in both Jaguars touchdowns of the game. They dropped the game 28-14. If you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150. Loaded with impressive capability and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between, this truck makes tough look easy. No wonder it's the official truck of the NFL and proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars. We're back with the Baptist Health Injury Report dead ahead. The Jaguars fall in Week 17, 28-14 the final score. And it's Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank on Jaguars Radio.
Hey, Jaguars fans. Jack Cannonier Jr. here from Jack Cannonier Chevrolet Buick GMC. Right now, you can shop over 1,200 used vehicles, including over 100 certified pre-owned vehicles and vehicles starting as low as $2,000. That's right. And I guarantee you, no haggle pricing, just our best price. If you're looking for a quality pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, come see us in St. Augustine. Why buy from us? That's why.
Example 2007, Mazda CX-7 Sport. Stock number 701-244-232, plus tax, title, and fees. Vehicle subject prior to sale. Offers cannot be combined. See for details.
At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, one taste and you're feeling good now, smiling wider now, seeing brighter now. Bucket dunking now, namaste-ing now. Popping a wheelie now, living lighter now. You're on Tropic Time now. And on Mondays, try our Jaguars Duval Delight Smoothies for $2.99. And you're roaring louder now, end zone dancing now, sipping spirit now. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Headquartered right here in Jacksonville, the CSI Companies is one of the fastest-growing staffing firms in the nation. As a proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars, CSI knows how important it is to find the right people for your team. See why some of Jacksonville's top companies choose CSI for their staffing needs. Visit thecsicompanies.com or call 800-582-0828 today. That's 800-582-0828 for the CSI Companies.
Oi.
Bonjour.
Xin chào.
Dobrý deň.
Que finançado com?
Como te podemos ayudar?
If you have an accident, the last thing you should have to worry about is a language barrier. That's why at Fair and Farah, we have a team as diverse as our clients. So no matter what language you speak, we'll fight for your voice. Farah and Farah, here for you.
نحن هون للكل.
Ici pour vous. Aquí para todos.
Here for all.
Jacksonville.
Brooks Rehabilitation outpatient locations throughout Florida are currently open and accepting in-person and telehealth appointments. They're following CDC guidelines to include screenings, temperature checks, face masks, social distancing, and additional sanitizing of all surfaces. They're taking extra precautions to ensure your safety so you can focus on your recovery. Please call their central intake unit at 904-345-7277, option 3, to schedule your visit. Brooks Rehabilitation is the official rehabilitation provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hi folks, Frank Franzi here for the best barbecue in town. That is Bono's. Head to Bono's today. 15 locations on the First Coast and 6 more at TIAA Bank Field. You see, Bono's is the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You want great barbecue, you want Bono's. Plenty of parking, clean family restaurants, and oh, by the way, the best barbecue you have ever had. So if you want great barbecue, head to Bono's today, the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Welcome back. Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars fall 28-14 in week 17 to the Indianapolis Colts. Time now for the injury report presented by Baptist Health, changing health care for good. Cam Robinson left the game for a bit, came back in, though, at the end, and had a personal foul towards the end of the game. And then Greg Maben was out for a little bit, nearly got run over by Dario Gunbowale on the sideline when he was stretching his hamstring out to make it even worse. He avoided that, thank goodness. Those are the two real notable ones today that I had.
Which is big. You don't want, you know, guys getting hurt and needing to rehab. I mean, we saw, like, obviously the Bucs have bigger things to play for, but it's just a shame. Mike Evans runs a simple slant into the end zone today, you know, his left foot slips, and he looked like he couldn't put any weight on that left leg. It was a knee, it appeared, and ended up getting carted off. And, you hate to see that for anybody, but you certainly don't want that. And man, if you've made it through – a 1-15 season, one piece to this point. Imagine needing a significant rehab to begin your offseason. That's not what anybody's looking for.
There's enough guys on that list already, Fred, for this Jags team, of course, and Josh Allen, and just to name one. There are many others on this team that are on that list that will have some work to do early in this offseason to get back on track.
Yeah, when it's checkout exam, exit physical day, you know, I see a lot of sad faces. I used to see a lot of sad faces in that training room. You know, guys that can't leave within, you know, the first couple of days of postseason. And for a lot of guys, it's a must. You know, it's a must. They have to make sure they're on top of what they need to get done. And they realize it's a business first. And make sure they get an early start to their offseason. I think for me, JP, the older I got, and more mature, and I start figuring things out, I wanted to hurry and get to, you know, back to working out and training and aligning my body properly with massages, chiro, so I can get ready for next year. Hopefully these guys will understand the urgency in it, figure out some good draft picks there, man, and see what we can throw around in the pot next year for next season. So I can't wait. I'm you know, and that's the thing. The off season goes by quick. When for me, it's the unknown. And I get excited every year for the team, regardless of fact. I get excited, and I'm always rooting for him, man. And I'm looking forward to see what happens in his draft and next season.
Well, let's come back and preview all that in our final segment of the 2020 regular season. Jaguars drop another one. They finish 1-15, and we'll wrap it up for the season after this. It's Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com and get your favorite player's jersey, name, and number t-shirt or collectible. Are you ready for the next game? Shop now for the most up-to-date assortment for all 32 teams, including face coverings. NFL Shop has game day covered with jerseys, apparel, and at-home essentials for cheering on your team. You'll choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams as NFL Shop is the destination for officially licensed NFL gear. Head to NFLShop.com today for your special offer.
Kessler Creative, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, has the large format printing services running in high gear, creating large banners for marketing events, full vehicle wraps. Learn how Kessler changes the game with print and direct mail innovation. From eye-catching restaurant menus to real estate yard signs and event displays, Kessler does it all. Kessler Creative, Jacksonville, Florida. Results-driven marketing and a proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, it's the Good Greek Spiro, and I am proud to announce that Good Greek Moving and Storage is now the official mover of your Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars are making all of the right moves, and you should too. So when it's time for you to move, do it like the Jags and call the Good Greek. Simply dial **Greek from your cell or go to goodgreek.com. That's goodgreek.com. Good Greek Moving and Storage, official movers of Jacksonville Jaguars.
Good Greek Moving and Storage, your superhero movers.
Welcome back. Final segment of the season on Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars fall in week 17. They finish 1-15. And Fred, you touched on a few of the items ahead. Well, I guess the first order of business is what's going to happen with Doug Marrone. That will be the next few days at least to see what happens. We heard some of the quotes earlier out of the postgame press conference. But we'll see what Monday brings. And then the general manager role has to be filled at some point. And then certain quarterbacks have to declare for the draft. And then the draft happens in April. So there's a lot to go on here, of course, before we get to draft day. Everybody's fired up, and rightly so. But there's still a lot of business, Fred, to get to between now and then.
And that's part of the process. And only one person, you know, has the keys to that car and is shot, Mr. Khan, regardless of what's circulating in the media. It's not final until it's final, no matter what happens. And I do think that once he makes those decisions, GM, you know, coach, getting that crew together, and then determining what they're going to do in the draft and with those picks that they have, what they're going to do in free agency. You know, just my thought from afar, I think that the biggest position to address, obviously, is quarterback. Do you get someone to protect this blind side from a free agent standpoint? I heard there on the broadcast that Cam Robinson was a free agent. Do you give him a few more years to blossom? Or do you say, well, we haven't seen anything in 4 years, and you are who you are at this particular point? Defensive interior. I think that's a position that needs to be addressed. So there are a slew of positions, but we have some equity, you know, in the draft, and then we have some equity there with the salary cap. So it'll be interesting, man. It's going to be fun. You know, hopefully the end result after those decisions are made equates to victories. That's all the fan base wants.
They do. They want victories, but they're going to get excitement along with it, whether they want or not, with all the different moves.
Yeah, that'll happen.
You know?
I mean, that will happen.
But Fred, for the first time, real franchise-changing potential excitement with the top pick in the draft, which is presumed that it will be Trevor Lawrence. Like, we all watch the college semifinals. Justin Fields looked amazing on Friday night. But is that enough for you to have him close the gap with Trevor Lawrence? Do you think it's a done deal? Is Lawrence's body of work, in your opinion, does that make him the clear front runner in your eyes?
You know, I'm not looking at one game, JP. I mean, Mike, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at one game. Fields had an amazing game. He threw some amazing balls, accuracy. Everything was there. I want to pull out every game. You know, this is huge. You mentioned the excitement in the fan base. I think from just a simple marketing campaign, this is something that this franchise hadn't been involved with since the expansion days. So having the first pick in the draft, it's big. It's amazing. It'll shed some light on the market there. Hopefully it'll, you know, increase some, provide some more awareness to what they have going on across the pond, you know. But I would look at every single game. I would really dig into evaluating these quarterbacks, their mechanics, every game they play out, interview everybody that's ever spoke to these kids to make sure you're going to get the right person. Because it's big, and we're not doing it just for a year or three. We're hoping to land a guy that's going to be there for, you know, 15 years, like the great quarterbacks. They stick around in their organizations for, you know, double-digit years or better if they're that type of franchise player.
So a lot ahead in the days, weeks, and months to come, but
yep.
This 2020 season is now in the books. And Fred, another stellar job on postgame and on our pregame visits each week, as always. And I'm sure we will speak with you soon as the process of the off season gets started, man.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, I look forward to these times with you guys, man. Unfortunately, COVID shifted some things for us, but we'll be back. You know, we'll figure it out. We'll adapt and we'll make it magical.
I love it.
All right, Fred. Happy
All right,
New
guys,
Year.
Man. Have a good one.
You too.
Fred Taylor, out of here. Pride of the Jaguars running back. You know him. You love him. And that'll do it for Jaguars postgame on our network audience. Thank you for listening throughout the year on Countdown to Kickoff, our game broadcast, and Jaguars postgame presented by TIAA Bank. Thanks to our entire crew all season long. For Joe Fortunato, our entire radio side, Tony Smith. For Jeff Loggeman, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, I'm JP Shadrick. For those on our flagship station, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. Bucky Brooks joins us to take your calls. Senior VP of Communications, Dan Edwards. VP of Production is Patrick Cavanaugh. Executive Producer, Dave DeCandis. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato are our producers. Brent Reber, Trent Padilla, Max Hockman produce our shows for Jaguars.com. Final score in Week 17, Colts 28, Jaguars 14. We'll catch you next time on the Jaguars Radio Network.